Religious tradition is not handed down fully formed from God on high. It's made by people and shaped by human factors like politics, faith, fear, geography, and community. And sometimes how pretty something looks on Instagram. Dina Prisha brings us the story of Schlissel Challah.
Many Jews recently observed Passover by avoiding leavened products for 8 days. No bread, lots of matzah. And for this first Shabbat after Passover, there will be a triumphant return to fluffy, golden loaves of challah, but with a key difference.
So I like to start with the central sort of top of the key shape.
Food writer Sonia Sanford is making a Schlissel challah. This post-Passover challah comes from the Orthodox tradition, where challahs are either baked with a key inside or braided into the shape of a key. Sanford's looks like it could open some magical yeasted fairy house. It's made from several braids looped together.
You can press it in gently, but it will sort of bake into each other. It's going to really expand as it bakes.
After a slow rise and a sprinkle of sesame seeds, it goes in the oven. As with a lot of home customs, the origins of Schlissel Challah aren't super clear. Like, why even a key at all? Shayna Weiss teaches Jewish studies at Brandeis University.
And it's supposed to be what's called a segula, which is like a sort of good luck omen for parnasa, for livelihood.
Weiss says the earliest mentions of Schlissel Challah are from the 19th century. But it is kind of perfect for the current social media moment. Search hashtag Schlissel Challah, and you will see examples from rustic to ridiculously ornate, from home bakers and Orthodox challah influencers. And people baking Schlissel Challah specifically because they saw a picture online.
And I think any time you put something on Instagram, it's a performance. And it, of course, raises the question, right? Like, if you make a Schlissel Challah and you don't take a picture of it, right, does it even count? But I don't want to assume that the performance is automatically inauthentic or sort of not real.
Weiss says Schlissel Challah can be just as real as any other ritual. And while Sephardic families have a ceremony to mark the end of Passover, for Jews with roots in Eastern Europe, there's a bit of a ritual vacuum.
Passover starts with a huge bang, right? You clean a lot. The Seder is this really long, dramatic ceremony, and it can end with sort of a whimper.
A beautiful Schlissel Challah can mark that end. And Weiss says people aren't just playing around with the pretty shape. They're also reinterpreting the meaning.
It's a great symbol, right? It works for all sorts of things, that this key can unlock the door to whatever you want it to be.
For Sonia Sanford, whose Schlissel Challah is starting to smell amazing, it's an opportunity to make the ritual anew every year.
We can all set intentions for this new cycle. It's spring. There's these ideas of liberation. What else do we want to liberate? What do we want to step into?
Sanford's family immigrated from Ukraine because of religious persecution.
I always feel like the freedom I have to have these rituals, to celebrate them openly, to post about them online, is sort of a miracle and one not to be taken for granted.
Sanford says there are a few ways to improve your chances of a beautiful Schlissel Challah. Make sure the dough rises fully so it holds its shape in the oven. Do a double egg wash for a golden finish. But she says even a misshapen challah can be meaningful and delicious, and shared with family and friends, which is the real key to the ritual. For NPR News, I'm Dina Prichep.